RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
All right, now the historic Uber verdict entitling Uber drivers to full employment protection under New Zealand law. The Court of Appeal has dismissed Uber's appeal of the historic 2022 Employment Court verdict, whereby four drivers were misclassified as contractors and were entitled to full employment protections in law, sick leave, holiday pay, right to join a union, etc. Uber drivers are celebrating. Nurindeen Abdurrahman, one of the four drivers who took the original court case, said, "The decision is about hope." Mr. Abdurrahman said, "It was a win for all working people. The day of corporates like Uber exploiting New Zealand workers is coming to an end." On the union side, First Union and Etu representatives demand the Workplace Relations and Safety Minister, Brooke Van Velden, immediately drop her expedited plans to reform New Zealand's contracting law and prevent workers from being able to challenge their misclassification as contractors. So prevent workers from being able to challenge their misclassification as contractors in future through the Employment Court. Dennis Magger, who is the First Union General Secretary, is quoted as saying, "This decision will ensure more workers are in secure jobs and not prone to precarious and exploitative misclassification by companies like Uber." So we wanted to find out from an Uber driver, contractor Uber driver, what that means. Bruba is a Napier Uber driver with a following. Both he and his car are known as the Bruba, named by his son and mates when they mashed Bruce with Uber. And here's part of his pitch. "Uber driver at Napier NZ, love life, have an experience, not just a ride, free-spirited, adventurous, fun-loving, fun-loving, love driving, good music and people." He supported freedom to choose, remasking and vaccination, by the way. And the Bruba is with us. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, hi. How are you all?
We're good. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm actually started my Uber driving this afternoon, but I've turned it off just to have a chat with you.
Okay, well, we don't want to impact any of your opportunities or earnings, Bruba, so just tell us, you know, if there's an issue. Okay, so you're a contractor, and it's okay by you, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, most Uber drivers actually do Uber driving as a second job, and we actually like the flexibility of being a contractor.
Is it a second job for you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It sounds from what I read there about, you know, the strap line to what you do, love life, adventurous, free-spirited, etc. Sounds like you really like doing it.
Yeah, so I'm the sort of person that likes to give my all in whatever I do. And, I thought when I started driving for Uber, it would be great if I could have a point of difference and get well-known in the community and, channel the passion that I have for life into my job as well.
Wow. Okay, so I've always been curious, what is the day of an Uber driver like? How does it kind of work for you, Bruba?
Yeah, so obviously I have my first job, which I do kind of from 9 till about 2 p.m. every day.
Uh-huh.
And then at 2 p.m. Till about 11-ish, I go onto the Uber app and am available for taking calls. So you have busy phases and you have quiet phases, so I kind of work it around my life as well.
So you can squeeze in a bit of time with others and maybe a meal or two around the jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. So my phone is actually my office, so I can go into my house and have my dinner at night, and I've still got the app on. And there seems to be a natural lull when everyone's either at the pub or out for dinner that there's no one using Uber. So you have about 45 minutes where it goes dead quiet and I can go home and have my dinner at that time.
You'd become pretty good at picking the regular patterns of life then for the average person.
Yeah, I guess I'm quite naturally quite good at just dealing with people. And that's one of the things that people love about the Bruba, I guess.
Okay, so they seek you out, do they? Can people ask for you?
Well, obviously on the app, you can't ask for a specific driver. So, but they're, you know, through different ways, through Instagram and other ways, there's other ways that people can get a hold of me.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Now, you're okay being a contractor, and I'm sure some would much rather be staff. Isn't it just a matter of choice?
I think the best outcome of this whole thing would be if they actually gave every person that choice, that where some people could become employees and other people were contractors. If they gave us that choice, I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, because that works in other businesses and other fields as well. I mean, you know, I've worked with mixes of contractors and staff, and I've been on both sides. So that's been around for ages.
Yeah, I think that would be the best way, because obviously these people at the centre of this court case, they're full-time Uber drivers. So it's a little bit different for full-time Uber drivers. They want the security of, you know, holiday pay and sick leave and all that kind of other stuff. But that's not the majority of Uber drivers. The majority of Uber drivers are actually doing it as a second job or just to make a little bit of extra income.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That information that I had before, where the unions are calling on the minister to amend or reform the contracting law and prevent workers being able to challenge their misclassification as contractors in the future through the employment court, that's taking away choice, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is taking away choice. I definitely would not be happy if that happened, yeah.
Why do you think they want to take away that choice? Because people are free to choose all sorts of things, and if you feel comfortable doing what you're doing and you don't need the 8 hours solid guaranteed, well, what do they care?
Yeah, exactly. You're speaking my language, absolutely.
I think I'm speaking every common sense thinking person's language, Bruber.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Now, is there... Okay, you're doing contracting, you got another job, but for those who would be doing it as a regular 8-hour job, is it a reasonable job money-wise? I mean, can you earn reasonable money? Is it a proper job, I guess is the question.
Well, I mean, you can make good money out of it, particularly in the big cities, you know, Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, places like that. Where I'm from in Hawke's Bay here, it's a little bit harder to make, you know, a full-time wage out of it. But you can if you work hard. So yes, it could be classified as a proper job. Yeah.
Okay. How do the taxi industry? Well, I've had to deal with this for ages. But how are they dealing with Uber still, or are they a slow dying dinosaur?
Yeah, that's probably what you're saying is probably the right thing there. Since Uber's been in Hawke's Bay, we've lost three or four different taxi companies, so that's definitely hurting them. There's no doubt about that.
And they haven't been able to match. Well, I suppose it's a very sophisticated model, Uber, isn't it?
Well, really, they can't compete with Uber. Uber is, you know, when you order an Uber, you have a set price that you agree to for doing the ride, and that doesn't change if you stop at a red light or take the long way. It's a set price. It's a contract price, and you pay what you agreed to pay. And so that makes it a lot fairer in the modern world to have a set contract price for actually delivering the person.
What does it mean for you then, if you can't be a contractor anymore?
Yeah, well, see, this is where it's interesting. I don't know exactly what would change if we became employees, but what I'm assuming, I need to state that this is an assumption, I would assume that they would put us down for 8-hour shifts. Well, that doesn't suit me straight away. You know, I don't want that to be locked in like that. And also, there are times I've gone on at 2 in the afternoon. I've clocked off at 6. I've gone out, taken my wife out for dinner, and then gone back on at 8 o'clock at night. You know, and that flexibility of being a contractor means I can work when I want to and not work when I don't want to. You know, so that unless being an employee, we could retain those same things that I enjoy now. I would not want to change my contract status.
Yeah. What sort of relationship do you have with Uber? I don't know how it works in New Zealand. Are there people to talk to? Are there points of contact that you can negotiate with?
I think this is the weak point of the business, because you've only got an office in Auckland, and very, very hard to access. And you know, you've got phone staff, but not really anybody that we can really sit down with and talk about these types of things.
Have you had any inkling or any communication, or anyone told you what the minister, who I mentioned earlier, is thinking? Do you think she'll respond to what the unions are saying, and prevent workers from being able to challenge their misclassification as contractors? Because that pushes you out, right?
Yeah, well, so it's an interesting concept, because Uber actually did some survey. They pushed out a survey to all of the drivers in New Zealand, and over 90% of the drivers said that if they lost their contract status, they would probably consider leaving working for Uber altogether.
That's interesting.
I'm talking about 90%, so that's a lot of drivers.
Well, obviously that feeds back to the minister, and the law makers must do, surely.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, if that happened, taxis would be happy, but obviously we provide a service for the community and for people to get people from A to B, and that could be, you know, challenged quite severely if the talk of 90% not being happy at becoming a employee actually took effect.
And taxis are way more expensive, aren't they?
Absolutely, far more expensive, to the point where, you know, people are crazy if they don't use Uber, to be honest.
What is the difference on average? Just curious.
I reckon Uber would be slightly over half price of a taxi.
Okay, right, half the price. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, just over half the price. Probably, yeah, a little bit more than half the price, but definitely, you know, a lot of savings.
Right. Okay, so you're just going to watch, see what happens, and then make a call on what you're going to do, depending.
Yeah, absolutely. So at this stage, like Uber's sent us some a memo from the court case and just said that we carry on business as usual. Nothing's changed at this stage, and they'll keep us posted if anything changes.
Okay. And also, I'll give you a shout out. You sell merchandise via Instagram if people are interested. So what, they just look up your name? How do they get to that? Just quickly.
Yeah, so I have an Instagram following. So it's br.uber1. br.uber1. That's my Instagram. And people can buy merchandise of the Bruber on there. And I also have a YouTube channel, Bruber Tips, Trips, and Travel, that people can find as well.
Okay. Have you carried any famous people? Always got to ask that.
Well, I actually have. Now, the thing would be, it depends how famous you mean. Locally, I've taken our mayor and assistant mayor quite often. Nationally, I have had Dean Barker in the Bruber.
Yep.
And I've had a couple of the All Blacks, but I can't remember which the names of those guys.
Okay. Well, that's all right. That's okay. That's
good. I've also had a guy called Lion Rez, who's a rapper, and he's been in my Bruber as well.
Some interesting conversations when they want to talk.
Absolutely. I've been driving here for 4.5 years, and I've picked up 25,000 people.
Wow.
So that gives me a very unique perspective on lots of subjects, a little bit like your job, actually, where you get to hear all different sides of hot topics that are going on.
It sounds like you need your own show on RCR.
Yeah.
The Bruber Show.
You also have, you know where the good restaurants are and the good pubs, because as soon as people get in the car, they're telling you whether they had a great experience or not.
Really,
restaurants should actually ask Uber drivers like me what we're learning.
Yeah, and maybe slip you a few for an endorsement or two.
Exactly.
All right. Great to hear from someone who's out there doing it, Bruber. Thanks for coming on, and let's see how this develops. Now that we know about it, we'll keep an eye. And maybe we'll have you back, depending.
Yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity, and nice chatting with you.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.